My name is Jaquay Henderson. I'm 18 years old.
My name is Darius Covington. I'm 16, and we interviewed Terrence Taylor July 30th, 2012.
I'm from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. I was really born on a hill, and then third grade, I moved to Homewood. We had a good neighborhood when I grew up. I lived 1513 Homewood. Used to play more so on Mount Vernon Street. That's where all the crew was, you know. We had a good time. I had a pretty good family base, grandmother, aunt, uncles, you know, so I had a good base around me. High school here, I ran track, played basketball. I was the DJ for lunchtime at that time. We used to dance and party at lunchtime. Made the Letters Society, you know, back then I had a jacket for letters and so forth. And the same, man, school back then was good. Matter of fact, my mother worked here. My mother was the dietitian in the cafeteria. So, you know, I had to be straight. I didn't have a choice. I can remember only getting in trouble one time with the speech teacher. And, of course, they came right down, got the principal, and went right downstairs and got my mother. So, yeah, I never did that again. That was a one-time affair. I remember coming home from work. At the time, I had just got a job at the VA in Oakland in the canteen. And I came home, and it seemed like everybody in my neighborhood and all our streets, Kedron, Mount Vernon, Upland, all got a letter. Because I remember I lived, like, past Collier. I lived in Collier in that part. But I got off, like, the bus at Homewood, and everybody was saying, you get your letter? You get your letter? And I was like, by the time I walked two blocks, right, and then my mother was saying, you got a letter. And we had all got these letters from the government. And it was almost like I think they must have got an area at one time. So they got us all at, from here, Belmar Gardens, Homewood. When we went downtown, it was all like from Homewood, you know. I mean, the majority of us. There was other people, don't get me wrong. But they got the majority of us who all must have graduated out of 66 or whatever. For me, it wasn't bad. I was a E5. I ran a warehouse of avionics, which was nuts and bolts for helicopters. It's in the 110th Transportation at the Saigon, Tontonute. I had like about 13 Vietnamese and about 12 GIs that worked underneath of me. You know, I was pretty good. Matter of fact, I even met a guy that was out of school here. He was in the field and he came to Saigon for what they call R&R. A few of us had an apartment downtown. So we let him stay there. So that was like unique, you know, I ran into two guys, matter of fact, from Westinghouse. Another guy came from Philippines back. So when I was there, I had two guys from home. When I played basketball for Carson, my unique thing there, I played for Mike Krzyzewski, the coach who coaches at the Olympics, was the second lieutenant at the time, and he was the basketball coach. We won Fifth Army tournament. We won the whole Fifth Army tournament. You know, I got to start out of 15 we had. That was a unique time in my life. I came back from Vietnam, and I had my Vietnam money that the Army gives you. So then I went to school, and I got an associate's degree. And then I went to work for Duquesne Light, 38 years, yeah. I started out being what they call TND, which I ended up being a helper and moved up to a lineman. And then toward my downtown, when it was too old for me to climb poles and stuff, I came inside and was a clerk. My advice is to learn, get your education. Learn all you can. Stay away from things that you know that's gonna cause a problem, you know. Go toward the things you know that's gonna be good. Gotta get your education. You know, McDonald's is there, but man, they don't make enough money, you know what I'm saying? Like me, I worked 38 years, I got all my ducks in a row. Now I can sit at home. And when it snows, I get a cup of coffee and look out the door. You know, and that's how you got to do, man. Make sure you're intact.